Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Hey, you crazy motherfuckers. Welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth. I am the host with the most and no more rabbit ears or eggs here. I'm Cole, and I'm here with the lovely, lovely. Look, her titties are out, Miss Amanda.
Hey.
And we are here to titillate, tantalate, and fuckalate, percolate. What are you doing? Oh, you got a bean roller, so you're going to be rolling beans. Anyways, or a bean grinder. Oh, whatever. Anyways, I don't know what's going on. We're not recording on a normal day, so I'm all kinds of fucked up and twisted and whatever. So, yeah. Great show. Calling tonight. Thanks for listening. Fucking, I don't care anymore. I make that joke a lot. I notice when I go back and listen to shit.
What?
Thanks for coming at the very beginning. I'm ready to end the show.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I'm consistent.
Well, maybe make sure you change things up a little bit.
Okay, next week we'll have a new guest host. Is that what you're talking about? I'm kidding. No one would tune
Someone
in.
Someone can come fill in.
For me? No, for me. Fuck, for no. Me. No one's listening if you're not here.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Want to bet? Want to take a poll? Poll. I'm going to touch my pole. All right, hey, real quick, for those of you following along at home, it's not that big, I can't stretch it up that high. For those of you following along at home, this is still season fucking four, season four, episode 151, 151, that's right, 151
season
times.
Season four just started.
Season four, 151 times, I've said this little spiel. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Anyway, so let's real quick give a shout out to our paid sponsors, altplayground.net. Hey, look, guess what? Rumor has it there's meet and greets. They're a brewing all over the place. You too can host a meet and greet with altplayground.net. Get a hold of them. You need to sign up first. Can't host one if you're not part of the page. Sign up for altplayground.net. We're there. So make sure you're there too. altplayground.net. Obviously, all COVID rules will be followed state and locally and accordingly. That's one. Number two, tits may droop, balls may sag, but a beautiful brain lasts forever. And that's right. So smart swingers read. So be number 3,000,001 and be a reader and read ASNLifestyleMagazine.com today. Go there. Check them out. Hey, you know what? By the way, there's a thing on there. You can nominate people you want to learn more about and be on the cover. Nominate us. Anyway, so but check them out. Really good thing that, and go and vote. They got some stuff going on. So awards, we're up for like 7 of them.
Yeah, vote for us.
Yeah, yeah, we're up for all kinds of awards. We're gonna be in Orlando in September. We're actually gonna be traveling all over the place.
Yeah.
So first, let me do this real quick. First, and also remember, you're listening to the shows. You've read the mag. Come on, fuckers. Don't be cheap. Go buy some swag. FullSwapShop.com. Check it out. Some new merch just went up today. Full Swap Shop. Check it out. You can now get Full Swap Radio merchandise on there as well. There's other new merch went on there, so check it out. And coming very, it's up now. You can hear us on FullSwapRadio.com. Tell everybody you know. Fuck where you normally download shit. FullSwapRadio.com. It's the place to go.
Well, and then you
it's radio with an
else.
Attitude. Huh?
You can listen to other people.
Yeah, you can listen to other people too. And also on Facebook, you can find our page, Full Swap Radio page. We're everywhere. We're like Elvis. Elvis is everywhere. Anyways, what was we going to talk about before? I said real quick. Traveling. Fuck. Yeah, I have Alzheimer's. Yeah. So yeah, traveling. We're gonna be all over the place. So like this month, we're not going anywhere. But next month we're going to Delaware. We're gonna be in Delaware the weekend of the 14th, 15th, and 16th. Out with the Upside Down Pineapples at a fundraising event for them. While we're out there, we're gonna probably go visit our good friends. It's actually our Unicorn Diaries. Because they're going to be about 20 miles away, so we're going to stop and go visit them as well. Maybe we can do something with a show-wise or something. Or maybe you can do something, just saying. Anyways, so we're going to go visit our good friends there while we're out there. And then who knows, we may swing down to Florida and visit our good friends at ASN Underground Show and ASN Magazine and Top Secret Resorts. You never know. When we travel, we go everywhere. We're like traveling ninjas.
Wah! Song somewhere.
What?
commercial.
I've been everywhere. Johnny Cash.
Is that what it is?
Man in Black. Guess I knew that. I'll be damned.
I wonder. No clue.
Yeah. So, and also, probably in May, maybe this month, there's a chance, but most likely in May, we will also be going down to Gulfport, Mississippi, so to do some stuff, and hopefully we'll do some people.
To do some stuff, to visit my family.
Right. And then,
to get out.
And right, and to hook up to some of the swinger clubs down there, because I like Southern girls with accents. They make me hard. And I was just talking to folks that will probably swing over and visit them in Alabama. And go see them as well. So we're gonna
be busy.
We're gonna tear up the South, motherfuckers.
And then in August we have crazy summer nights.
And we got more travel between here and there, actually. I'll tell you about those trips later. Shh, it's a secret. I like to surprise Amanda. Hey, grab your shit, we're going. Amanda's gonna travel to the Stick'em place and get poked with our first vaccine coming up this weekend. So there you go. Poke. See, that's what you'll do too. Ow! But you'll feel so much better.
I don't do that with shots.
Not those kinds. Can we do shots? You know what I'm going to do when they're doing it? I'm going to start going, shot. I'm going to start doing it when they're giving me a shot. Just see if they'll kick me out. It'll be great. Anyways. So.
That'll look cute in the pharmacy. Stuff
my hair. Yeah. Okay, so for those of you that don't know, aren't paying attention, this is your first time finding us, congratulations. Welcome to the party. Make sure you know that we are doing this live in front of our secret Facebook group, CASBA Inc. Shh, don't tell the others. And also make sure that you can take and check out our YouTube channel. I'll do that on purpose. YouTube channel, because that's we have quickies on there. We have all kinds of shit. And that would be YouTube crazy or YouTube Casbah.
That's an idea for a quickie.
What's that?
Actually have a quickie, but all you can hear is the sound.
We can. Actually, where we put those the other place, we can actually show the tape. We can make a little porn, and then we can put it on Pornhub too. Do.
How that can that
fucking
go
in a neighborhood near you?
How can that go on YouTube?
Not on YouTube, Pornhub, and the other place that we put them.
Oh,
there we go. Following along now.
Maybe.
Wow. God. It's a different day. We're really not used to it. So last week's show was really heavy, really really deep, and really really important. And hopefully it helps some people. So,
I was going to say again, something before you got started.
What were you going to say?
I don't remember.
It's not your gerbil showing through. Did it cover your blonde? Oh, Miss Amanda's making booty shorts. There you go. Jesus, good Lord.
Wow.
I just got daggered in the head.
So that's what it was. Oops.
Don't touch it. What are you doing, jackass?
Get your hand off the mouse. No. No, it's the second comment about my top. And what it was is it's a tank top, and I originally was white, and I wanted to make a bisexual one. So right. Half of it's blue and half of it's pink, and I'm supposed to make this purple in the middle tie-dyed, and it didn't work.
Really all that anybody cared about with that long show. For those of you just listening in, Jesus Christ, you're breaking the decanter. For anybody tuning in, is basically Amanda's tits are hanging out.
And they are not hanging out.
They are. You know what? The shit we're going to do on Full Swamp Parade is going to be fucking amazing. Anyways, okay. All right, so can we do the show?
Yes,
or
do the show.
Are you good, or are we done with Amanda's Fashion Corner? Miss Amanda's Fashion Corner?
Fuck off.
Oh, wait, you didn't say it right. Dick. It's a term of endearment. That'll be in the court papers. But she called me Dick all the time. My name's not Dick.
Dumbass. Do you want to at least turn that around?
No, I don't. I don't give two flying fucks.
I don't want to endorse that fucking nasty-ass carbonated prune juice.
I do, and hopefully they'll pay us for it.
I hate that shit.
Ah, okay. Get the coke out of my nose.
Oh my god!
All right, away we go. All right, so should we do a question?
Sure.
Okay. This.
Why not?
Well, I'll be damned. It's like that's what we do on here.
So he got called Grizzly Adams today or yesterday.
I like that better than fucking Barry Gibb. So shove it up your twat hole.
Well, you kind of. I'm sorry.
Hey, look, you can tell by the way I talk. I can wrestle bears, and I ain't got no time to talk. Bitches dig me. All right. The thing is, it doesn't look that bad.
It looks shit.
Okay, we're not doing a quiz yet, but real quick. It looks shitty the other day when I was doing my Friday motivational moment because the wind was blowing. I was in the sun, so it looked real wispy.
Are you talking about your hair?
But otherwise, it looks nice. Now we're going to do questions. Fuck off. We're not talking any more about my face.
I was talking about your facial hair.
The other day, we were having sex, and all of a sudden, she goes, oh, yeah, you're fuzzy. Oh, yeah. Quit trying to pet me. You can pet me whenever you want to.
My biggest hang up about facial hair is the fact that it holds liquid.
So here's what's funny. You don't, if you have a beard, you don't have to fucking eat her pussy because she'll bitch about it. You need to talk more in the mic. You know you're yelling at me at drive-thrus all the time? Look out the window! Look out the window! Quit looking at me when you're ordering, dumbass! Look, see this thing sticking out here? This thing with the little big fucking condom on the end? That's a mouth dick thing.
Here's what's funny is I do that because he starts to order and he starts to look out the window and then he turns to me to make sure he's getting it right and I'm like, the microphone's that way.
Yeah, so I'm gonna help you out. The microphone, turn your head, is that way.
Fuck off.
The one that looks like a penis. It even has a head on it.
It doesn't look like a penis.
It's got a head. It comes to a tip. I can probably throw water out of it. Okay. All right. Let's do some questions real quick. We've lost almost 22 minutes of the show.
Oh my God, no, it's been 11. Fuck off.
Dick.
Okay. Pretty much.
All right. No, this is important. There are people counting on us. We're like superheroes. They're like, fuck, what's going to go on? Are they going to answer my question? Don't leave me hanging. Oh.
Cliffhanger.
Who killed JR? For those of you that aren't old enough to know, look it up. Okay. So here it is.
Am I going to comment to that one?
Actually, if you're not old enough to know who that is, send me your name, picture, and when we can hook up, because you're probably young enough I want to fuck you.
So somebody on Facebook put a picture and says, can you guess where I'm at? And I'm like, oh my God, I feel old. How many people are going to guess it?
I don't even want to know.
Somebody actually did guess it, so I didn't feel so old.
Okay, so.
Anyway.
All right, here it is. So this is from Worried in the Midwest. Okay. I'll be able to crack jokes about this one. It's not as deep as last week, but it's still ruining lives. Okay. My husband and I have been in the lifestyle for about 3 years. And this is where shit goes south. We have started to play alone, but with permission. We are not poly. Last week, I got a call from a local hotel saying they had found my husband's wallet. I did not know he had lost it. When I asked him about it, he said he had a client from work that stayed at the hotel, and he lost his wallet when he helped him get his things to take him from the hotel to the airport. It seemed odd. You don't say. It seemed odd, and when I looked at the account, he had booked a room for one day. When I confronted him, he admitted it was with the new play partner, and my husband is saying, I am blowing this out of proportion. Please help. As it's deathly silent. So what it is, okay, I reached out to Word in the Midwest. They are playing alone, and the problem has been they really embrace this, but he has found somebody he's playing with a lot alone, obviously. And the key crutch of this whole thing was with permission. So I put that part in because if you know anything about Miss Amanda and I, we talk about it. We have a free range relationship. It's not open. It's free range.
But I tell you every time.
Right. But we can go fuck whoever we want, whenever we want. And then we'll say, oh, hey, by the way, I went and hooked up. Right. He obviously did not have permission for this at all.
If she had no clue.
Right. She had no clue. And she's like, so she's obviously very, her thing to me was, and it is, should I be concerned when I reached out to her? And
truthfully,
yes. I asked her, has this happened before? She didn't know. She hasn't looked.
Well, now
she
hasn't, start to doubt it.
She hasn't wanted to look. She's in denial. She didn't say that. She goes, well, I haven't had a need to check the account for anything else. And in my mind, I'm sitting there going, if this was us and you'd found that in their thing, you'd have been scouring through the account.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd have caught me in a fucking bold-faced lie, you would have been, rightly so.
Blatantly lied.
Exactly. And I ask her when she confronted him, if she confronted him about why did he lie? Why did he tell her that it was the other way? And she did. And he just said, well, he didn't want her to blow it out of proportion. He knew she would blow it out of proportion.
Is it, would she, okay. Does he think that she'll blow it out of proportion because it's with the same person?
That she didn't say.
Because to quote a poly relationship in there, she's afraid it's getting too emotionally involved.
She said they are not poly.
They aren't, but what? Okay.
They're not poly.
Right.
And I mean,
to her, they're not poly.
Yeah. According to their rules, they're not poly. To me, the problem here is, and Mike says the best, circle the wagon, regroup, we move from lifestyle to cheating. Yes, we really have. I mean, because, okay. If a rule was, my first thought that goes to my mind is, this is the first time he's gotten caught.
Mm-hmm.
I ask her how long they've been playing alone. And this has been going on for just a couple of months. But he's only played alone with this one gal.
Okay.
So we do, I think, we have a case of the feelings moving in a little bit.
Well, it could be. It could be that. It could be that this gal is the only one that he feels comfortable with, and she's afraid he's going to get. He feels that she's afraid that he'll get too emotionally involved. Did that make sense? Uh-huh.
You know what is really cute? I love this. Hold on a second. Okay. Shall I put, if he lied, then in my book, he can't see her again, period. A broken rule comes with consequences. Exactly. Rachel talked about how much it would hurt if one of them, if her or Dan did it to each other. Mike put, they're not poly, from a quote, but he may be. What I think is really funny is that most of the time, you're like understanding as a woman in this situation.
Well,
you wouldn't be with me. Let's make this perfectly clear.
No.
She would not take the same approach if it was us in this.
No, I'd still have the same thought. No. hiding it is wrong.
You're damn straight.
So I'm not condoning hiding it, because if you did it, fess up.
Right.
Even if it's after the fact because you were afraid that she was going to get pissed off, as soon as... Before the wallet is ever found, you should have confessed that you did it, and then maybe that could have moved into a different step in a relationship.
Right, right. It was an opportunity to learn. It was a learning opportunity presented itself. It was duly missed. You'd be pissed as hell.
Well, yeah, because if I'm getting a call from a hotel that they found your wallet, yeah, I'd be pissed.
No, that would
because you never told me, and then when confronted, you told me that you were helping a coworker.
That's where you would lose your shit.
Yeah,
that is where you would lose your ever, rightly so, but that's where you would lose your fucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd have told you I was helping a coworker, and then I charged the room, you would fucking kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And rightly so. It's just funny though, because like most women would be like, "Fucking dumb bitch."
But have to understand the different possibilities of the way people can be thinking.
Yeah, but don't you think that this is just he's just thinking with his dick and being an idiot?
He could, but he could be insecure as fuck.
Well, then they shouldn't be. But does that justify cheating? Is this cheating? I mean,
this is cheating. If she didn't know about it.
Okay, now wait a minute. This would be a gray area. Or it's not really a gray area. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
Because they play along?
Hold on. I'm going to back up a second. I want to put this out there. At this part of the show, Cole is merely playing devil's advocate. He does not actually believe the guy was right in any way, shape, or form. Back to you, Cole. Okay. Playing devil's advocate... You could say he's not cheating. he just broke a rule.
Okay.
Okay. Again, this is Cole playing devil's advocate. He just broke a rule. So does that change it? The lie is where you gets fucked. But if he'd have just come out, he loses the wallet. All these guys going, I'd be fucked, blah, blah. If he loses the wallet, she finds out, loses the wallet, and he goes, hey, I went and played alone. I didn't have permission. Did he cheat or did he break the rule?
That, to me, would be just breaking the rule if he confessed right after it happened.
Right.
Because that it's the lying that made it cheating.
Okay, I like Shelly says, he's not cheating. He just got caught. Question mark. No, again, we're just playing devil's advocate. This is one of the dangers. Okay, I think this is really actually a great learning experience right here for our audience, is that this is one of the challenges with playing alone, because breaking a rule when you're playing alone has different consequences than breaking a rule when you're playing together as a couple. Let me give you an analogy of this. If your rule is supposed to be always use condoms, okay? You're playing alone. Your spouse has no way to know whether or not you truly use condoms or not. Mm-hmm. How is a way they're going to find out in a negative way? There's a couple negative ways they could find out whether or not you used a condom. An STD, a pregnancy, right? A hookup somewhere else. And they go, what? We didn't use condoms the last time. Shut up. Okay, you know.
Right.
So it broke a rule. But the consequences of that rule breaking are way more severe, because it's going to be the rule. If you're playing together as a couple at an event and you say, let's say our rule is no kissing, and you look over and I'm macking on the chick. I broke the rule, but it's an immediate, why did you break that rule? There's an immediate rule breakage consequence. Talk about it. Fix it. When you're playing alone and you break a rule, there's this, how did it come out? How was it discovered? How long down the road before it was discovered? These rules take on a whole new life. It becomes different. I don't actually believe just because he actually just broke a rule, he cheated. Mm-hmm. Their rule was plain. They had to let each other know. He cheated. That's what he did. And then he doubly made it. If there was any doubt, he cheated by lying about it. He cemented the fact he cheated.
I would have known when I asked you why the wallet was found. I'd known right from there what happened.
Yeah. Well, exactly. The thing is this is where, though, it's playing alone can be. It's not for the faint of heart. One of the first things that caught me with this, quite honestly, was the fact that we've been in the lifestyle about 3 years. I know everybody's different. Right, everybody, their time frame to do things is totally different. We were nowhere close to ready to playing alone at 3 years in it. That's just us. Not saying we're good, not saying we're right or we're wrong.
We weren't terribly far after that, though.
But our 3 years didn't have a year of no events because of a
That's true.
Pandemic.
True.
I mean, I'm telling you, people, playing alone, you have got to be fucking careful. The other thing is, what I feel for her in this situation, because she's tremendously hurt and she's trying to find some silver lining here. And it's like, you know, you're not looking. You're going to find he's cheated before. I wanted to ask her and I didn't. And I probably should have. So what caused you to get into the lifestyle? Because I'll bet you dollars to donuts that their relationship was, there was, if issues in their relationship.
Could have been.
I mean, that's just my thought. No matter what, Mike put, no matter what, confess after the fact, it is cheating. The fact he lied reinforced they knew he was cheating. Yep, very much. Leanne puts, playing alone, you have got to be fucking honest. Yep. Lisa put, I'm glad I'm single. Yeah, no, you honesty is like probably.
Now, if something happens last minute, you had time to book that room and all that stuff. But when something happens last minute, it's like a quick text of, holy shit, I think this is going down. I hope you're okay with it.
Yeah. Is it or is it not? And here's the other thing that I guess I would throw out there. Playing alone or just playing with the same person, That can get and gray really quick. Really, 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 really quick. Is it sometimes a challenge? Okay, yeah. And I'm going to use an example. I'm not calling out, but
no, go ahead. When your
boy toy, okay,
mm-hmm.
there is some emotion tied with it, which we've talked about. We're totally cool with blah 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 blah, but there is some emotion tied with it that wasn't there the first time you guys fucked.
No, even like the first 8 months.
Yeah, but after time, it
develops.
It's part of it. It's going to happen. So when you're playing with the same people over and over again, this is a definite danger. I like this one. Sorry, I did that clicky thing again. A time to revoke his solo card and reevaluate where they're at. The play partner would be off the table forever. Boy, I'm noticing a lot of that. What do you think about that? Do you think, I don't think we'd be playing alone. I think the playing alone thing would come to a screeching fucking asshole.
Well, after lying, it kind of probably would for a while. But honestly, I don't know. I would like to think that, yeah, after talking, it would be okay. So why did you do it? Why do you feel like you had to lie? What did you think I was going to blow up about? Because apparently to lie, you're afraid of something getting mad.
I want everybody to know that this calm, rational woman sitting here next to me having this calm, rational discussion is nothing like what would actually be happening if I'd have lied to your face like that. No way. And it shouldn't have been.
Well, I honestly don't know what I would do.
I do. You'd have been like, you know what? Go fuck her. And you'd have walked off and you'd be like, I know, I don't want to. No, you do. Go fuck her.
Apparently you do. You lied about it.
Yeah, apparently you lied about it. So you must want to fuck her more than me. Go fuck her. Why don't you just go fuck her? And then every time you're going to go fuck her? Do you need me to book a room for you? Go fuck her. Oh, God. Yeah, I can. And no, I'm not speaking from personal experience, but I can hear that fucking shit echoing in my brain.
Wow.
Blah, 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 blah. If we were in the car, she would cross her arm and pout and turn the window and not talk for the next 750 miles. It would be awesome. No, all I want to throw out here with this is the biggest thing is best of luck to Word in the Midwest. You have some issues. The lifestyle is not where you guys need to be right now. It's in my opinion, just not.
Or only
playing together.
Together.
Keep tabs on each other.
At a party, you can do it as long as someone goes, no, you that one you can fuck, that one you can't. That one you can, that one you can, that one you can, that one you can.
Shelly put, he got caught when she asked why he turned it back to her because he didn't want to get mad. Nope, the novice level psychology won't fly with me. That's awesome. And yeah, there's the other thing. Hey, dude. If you're listening, if you're watching our videos, don't fucking make it out that she's the bad guy. You're the one that had the wandering cock. Don't fucking make her to be the fucking, like, oh, it's because you're going to be psychotic about it. Well, fuck yeah. You're doing something you're not supposed to. Here's the thing. It's so stupid to cheat in the lifestyle. If you have permission to go fuck somebody else, and all you have to do is say, hey, is it okay if we go fuck tomorrow? Why cheat? Jeez, good Lord. All you got to do is go, hey, can I go fuck tomorrow? Okay, great.
Especially if you're playing.
No, we're going to go sneak around instead, moron.
Unless they have a different rule of, you know, you can only play once until the other one plays.
Well, then you know what? Help her get out there and help her go get one. Hey, I brought this friend from work. Hey, there was this guy in the corner. He said he'd do anything for, we'll work for change. And so I gave him $1.50. You're going to get laid. Yay!
Oh, my gosh. Seriously.
Hey. People that are down there like need pussy too. That'll get the hate mail. Okay. Hey, you know what? I think we're at halftime, aren't we? Thank God for that.
Pretty close.
Good. Yeah. And Duck and Cover. That is so totally getting. I'm going to get kicked off my own radio station. Okay. Crazy summer nights. That's right. Spots are filling fast, kids. Check it out. Go to www.crazysummernights.com today. Get your spot. There's going to be games, adventures, and fun. Clothing optional. You know what? And also, don't forget to visit our good one of our sponsors, Forbidden Omaha. BrentonOmaha.com. Check them out. They're going to be out there. There's going to be the nationwide MILF contest is going to be out there. We're going to crown the very first ever Miss Crazy Casba. Is going to go compete at Hedo to win Miss National MILF. And so, win.
I can't participate. I wish I would have known about the MILF thing before we did this.
So make sure you check it out. But there's going to be games, pool, nudity. Miss McClothing's optional.
Nudity?
Yeah, Miss Amanda. It's clothing optional, and she'll be optionally naked running a session on Saturday morning, so don't miss it. CrazySummerNights.com.
I'm not completely naked all the time.
Maybe. I wouldn't be when you're doing that unless you have a mat. Otherwise, you're going to leaf up your cooter. Oh, is that a ladybug? Where? Oh.
And, wow. Shut up.
And there we go again.
Wow. Shut up.
I'm getting back to nature.
And we have some.
Ew.
We have some different people are going to be out there.
Oh, yeah. We got people coming from Delaware, Pennsylvania, Idaho, Wisconsin, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Missouri, Iowa, Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, Illinois. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's a gauntlet. It's a crazy, crazy map fest. Hey, you know what, Mike? We're gonna let Luna do whatever she wants to do out there. You know that. What was special spot for her? Don't you worry. I got you. All right. CrazySummerNights.com. Check it out. Get yours today. Okay, I did a ninja move for those of you that are just listening. You couldn't hear that. Couldn't see that. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
I'm kind of sweaty. My hair is sweaty tonight.
It's warm in here.
Sweaty behind my ears.
I'm warm. If I'm warm, we've got issues.
I like my one, but my neck's sweating.
Oh, my God. Anyways. He is obsessed with his hair.
Damn straight.
I'll walk in. He's sitting there combing the back.
100 times for each side. Make it sexy.
Okay, so at the wedding, you walked away.
I performed a wedding this weekend.
And the DJ and his wife were there that are also swingers. On our page, right? And she goes, I didn't realize Cole's hair was that curly. And I said, that's because it's always been short.
Cole also fucked up in a wedding. First time in 10 years of doing weddings that I fucked up and went back and started to redo the sand ceremony. It was awesome. That's why you pay me the big money. Okay, let's go to another question.
There
and talk about my.
I was going to say, and I totally forgot.
Gurple. Okay, so.
Fuck off.
Okay, so this one. God. I handpicked this one. I had lots to choose from, and I just went with it because it coincides, and I'm just like, well, what the hell? Why not? Okay. We need clarification. We have a couple that we're friends with in the lifestyle. We have played together, and we know their rules. We are really good friends. The female of the other couple has shared how much she does not like or trust a specific female. Her husband is talking and flirting with this woman when his wife is not around. Should we say or do something about it? Should we let the wife know? This is from Concerned in the Big D. That'd be Dallas. And I was just like, oh, it's not from Karen? My bad. Okay. God. Do you want to start?
I can't relate.
Actually, you can't.
Ish. I can.
You can. You've always kept your mouth shut. What are you, a llama? What are you doing over there? I don't know.
Stop it.
No. She's hitting me. For those of you just listening.
You didn't do that.
Ow, don't mess up my hair. Okay, really? Go back to the question. Back to the question. Focus.
I can slightly relate because there have been some single fills and some single females. I said they're off limits, and you're like, okay, but then they continue to flirt.
Yeah, but this
you're just nice and not flirting.
No. This is not. No, this is another couple. They're out here. They're watching a guy talk to. They're friends with this other couple over here. And they think they know this other couple's rules good enough. And the wife has said she doesn't like said female. And the husband is fucking talking with her. So they're trying to decide if they want to go tattle.
They need to stay out of it.
There we go. I'm like, you have never wouldn't narc somebody else off. I'm like, what the fuck?
I was talking about in terms of having somebody off limits.
What would you think if fucking somebody came up and went, I know that you don't like this person, but so you know, Cole's talking to him.
I've had that happen.
Well, I know that, but...
And I go, okay, because I'm not worried, because I trust you.
Sucker, because I don't lose my wallet. I'm just kidding. That was horrible.
You probably have. No, I'm kidding.
Maybe. Just saying. No, I can't even... I'm just like... I reached out to him because I'm just like, okay.
It's like the one guy that said that he solved my marital problems when... I would never take any marital advice from him to begin with.
When you didn't have any marital problems to solve. Here's my thing. I reached out to him. I'm like, don't you feel like you don't know all the information you could be starting, you know,
drama? Don't say drama. You think you know their rules pretty well. Their rules could have changed and you just don't know.
Well, just because somebody, Shelly, we aren't sure. We aren't sure in high school anymore. The thing is...
We are. Don't you realize that's what half the flipping drama is in the lifestyle?
The thing is that... maybe the guy's just being nice because he works with the fucking psychotic bitch. Or, you know...
Psychotic bitch.
Well, I mean, or whatever. Or maybe they're really good friends and just because his wife doesn't like him doesn't mean shit. They're really good friends. Or... whatever, you know.
Some people have a flirtatious personality, so it could be that they're just being nice and it's coming off as flirting. Well, I don't know anybody like that.
No, neither do I. Hey, baby. The thing is that, I mean, from a distance, don't go tattle. No, stay out of it. Take your fucking nose and
worry about your own relationship and yeah. Others.
I mean, this is, okay, oh my Lord, this is the very fundamental problem with lifestyle is everybody thinks they know everybody else's rules. I promise, if you think you know our rules, good luck with that.
Yeah, no shit.
Because guess what?
Half the time we don't know. No,
no shit. Rules? What fucking rules?
Oh, is that a rule now? Okay.
Wait a minute. Did we make that one when I was drunk again? No, the thing is, nothing up this sleeve, nothing up this sleeve. You're not going to know if we're pissed off at each other. Mm. You're not going to know if we have a problem with somebody.
Oh, I think we've given
it. Well, sometimes.
I've had enough to drink that I've really taken it out on you.
Psycho bitch. No, but for the most part, we do not share publicly much of anything like that. You will not know. I promise you will not know, well, with a few exceptions, if I don't like somebody in public. Because I have spent my entire life, I've been in sales, which means when you're in sales, even if you think somebody's a fucktard, you still treat them nicely because you can't get a sale if they walk off. So I can sit there and look you in the face and fucking shake your hand and tell you you're the greatest motherfucker walking the face of the earth. I can tell you to go fuck yourself and you'll be like, thank you so much. I can't wait for the trip. Okay, that's what I did all my life in sales. So... to sit there and think that you can possibly know another couple well enough to interject, I mean, oh my God, you have no. Maybe that time the wife just hated that gal because of one little thing, you know? And I don't know. It just, Okay, now wait a minute. Now this is actually interesting. We have a counterpoint.
Mm-hmm. You do.
I'm going to read this. Stephanie, I've had it happen and wish someone would have told me, but that's just me. I tend to be brutally honest to a fault. Okay, well, I guess so, Stephanie.
Well, okay, so Mike had a good point here because you can't see it.
Right.
But he's like, you know, the guy, it depends on their dynamics.
Right.
And the guy can go to the other and talk male to male. Pretty much, you know, is your wife okay with...
That's true.
Miss Blah.
That's true.
You know.
I guess there's just... Because Stephanie has a good point. I get it. For some people, yes, they wish they would have known if something was going on that wasn't supposed to be going on. Presentation is everything. Mm-hmm. How you present it, when you present it, when is a big one, too. Mm-hmm. I mean... Somebody made the comment about high school. The sad reality is there's still a lot of people that you would think it'd be common sense to go, hey, can I talk to you a second? And take somebody over in private, or get, if you're really good friends with them, get a hold of them. Not that night, not in public. But there's a lot of people like, hey, your husband was fucking right in public, and make it super uncomfortable for everybody. I mean, how
make
and
a
when
scene out of
yeah,
it versus-
how and when you do this is important. And here's the other thing: who you are, what you're known for, makes a big difference on how this is going to go over. Mm-hmm. There are some people, I know this is going to be hard to believe. Everybody sit down, grab a hold of something, because you're not going to believe this when I say this. There are some people in the lifestyle that all they do and all they're known for is starting drama. I know, I couldn't hardly believe it myself. There's like 10 of them in the entire lifestyle. But there are certain people that's what they're known for. And when someone like that, even if they mean well, comes up. Look, if somebody that's known for starting drama comes up to me, I'm going to be like, uh-huh, neat, go away. I'm going to start smoking again. I need to go have a cigarette. Shelly had the only time I would accept anything like that came from one of my best friends, BFFs. And that makes sense. It has to be somebody you really trust. Stephanie put, I'd never do it in public. I would have the convo in private. Absolutely. There's great point. There's three sides to every story: his, hers, and something in the middle. And that is very, very much, that's a great point. And that's the only thing you have to be careful. You have to be careful telling anybody anything, and not just the lifestyle, in life. Because there is always three sides. Mm-hmm. You know? There's yours, and the truth is somewhere in the middle, and it's really true. And in the lifestyle, it's just like when people repeat rumors they've heard. The truth to any rumor about anybody, anything, any group, club, activity, event, weather that day, the color of the sky, the truth is somewhere in between the sides of the story. Mm-hmm. Unless you lived it, unless you are the truth, because it's your story from the beginning, you need to remember that you can look like a real fucking moron if you go spewing something as the truth when it comes out, oh, that wasn't right.
Yeah.
You were wrong. You might want to really keep that in mind, and that's a huge thing that I don't think people do that.
What?
When?
Seriously?
No. What? Maybe. And then, believe it or not, when there's liquor involved, and I don't mean the with a tongue, I'm talking booze liquor, it can distort things. Just a scotch, not a lot, they just get fuzzier. Fuzzy, 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 fuzzy.
I could have swore it was her that he was talking to.
I mean,
things were a little blurry, but I'm pretty sure that's who it was.
Can you imagine if we had to, okay, over the last 10 years, think about this for a minute.
Oh, boy.
If I had to write down all the people I had seen do things over the last 10 years at swinger events, okay, what percentage of accurate would you put them at? 2%, 5%, 10%, 50%, 100%? How accurate? Even like even on a Sunday morning, okay, we'll go a Sunday morning when we're really going strong. How accurate, if I had to write out the events of the Friday and Saturday night, would you have rated my shit?
Maybe 60.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd have gotten to 75 a couple of times.
But it'd been a fucking flute when I got there.
Right.
Because, look, you had to show me pictures of girls that I was making out with one time. Angela, stop it. Okay, yeah. No, Angela's probably right. There's a lot of nights about 30%. Look, when you had to carry me to... When we've had to carry me to a car...
Or the bartender carry you, or you're laying on a bar floor.
Or you running across a bar going, don't give him any more. Yeah, I mean...
Yes, I've done that.
So the thing... Yeah, how dark was your rum and coke? It was clear as water. I mean, that all plays into it. Now, if you ask me as that's happening, even train wreck drunk, I mean, I see a parrot on my shoulder. I'm hearing voices. I have a drink in my hand. I can't feel my face. There are times I could not relay correctly the information. Because I've been like, well, did you see that one person? And I start going, and I'm saying names and somebody that hasn't been around or lived in the area for 20 years. And you're like, what? No, that wasn't them at all. No. It can be somebody that I saw earlier in the night with enough liquor and I get it fucking wrong. So those are all big things to, like, I don't know, keep in mind. When you go bounding up full of confidence in what you're about to tell, the only thing I could ever say confidently most weekends that I would get up 100% correct is there's most weekends I could turn and look at you and go, okay, I think I'm fucked up. when
you've done that a time or two.
Okay, I'm drunk. When I say, okay, I'm drunk, I'm 100% correct on that.
Yes, but half the time you won't admit it.
Because I'm not 100% drunk. That's just your perception.
Really?
See, that goes right into there was this. This goes right into this thing. Your perception of how drunk I was always off. You thought I was way drunker.
The one hotel meet and greet.
Which one?
In Grand Island. With a guy that had his pants down and on the bar, and it wasn't even a swinger. He just had his pants down and his legs propped up on the bar, and we're like, oh my God, it's a naked guy. Like, we've never seen that before. You kept saying, I'm not drunk. And you would look at me, sober as can be, sober faced.
Yes.
And say, no, look, I'm just fine. I'm not drunk.
That's
and
right.
You were fucking hammered.
But the thing was, this is an important
you
part with this.
You fooled me.
You're damn right I did. You know what gave it away, actually?
The tongue down the girl's throat.
Well, that was okay.
That was one of them. That was dancing on the floor.
When I tried to get the bartenders to keep the bar open after hours.
Yeah.
Or to find out where they lived, where an after hours party to go to.
Yeah.
And when I went and got pictures with the guy with the pants off at the bar.
Yes.
Other that than was that, earlier on, other than wow. Yes, my socks match. Fuck off, God damn it, Alan. Yes. Okay.
He didn't have his shoes off.
But that just shows. That just shows how important... fuck the question at this point in time. It doesn't even matter. This just shows why it is so very damn important to consider the source before you say anything. Because, look, the night... All right. The night that I ended up making out with the one girl that my wingman, instead of helping me and stopping me, was just busy taking pictures, I remember getting in the horse tank. I remember you making me not say, don't you get in there in your cowboy boots. So I remember
stripping down to my underwear
and getting in the horse tank. And it wasn't just swingers there.
We say horse tank.
It was that horse tank.
It was a literal horse tank on the bar floor, dance floor, filled with water.
It was a big one. So it was
made for like cooling off.
But it was not just swingers down there. And yes, no. And I do remember when... They said something about getting naked and then me throwing my underwear, taking my underwear off in the horse tank and chucking it across outside.
And I picked them up.
And you being pissy. You let me flash around naked for a little while. And then I remember that. I remember when I got out and you make me put my underwear on. And I remember briefly milling around the bar in just my underwear for quite a while.
Because it was wet.
It was wet. That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yep. And then apparently I was being very social.
The tongue down the throat. No, that wasn't a tongue down the throat.
Yes, it was. No.
Were you making out with her?
Yes, I was. You have pictures of it because the next day you showed me pictures when I was so incredibly hungover. But I didn't look drunk most. See, I still remembered stuff, but how accurate my information would have been that day would have been a little iffy. Because I didn't remember the pictures that you were taking.
That's
at all.
Why I take them.
Oh, but God, the next day my liver hurt, my kidneys hurt. Oh, my Lord, I felt like a Rocky fight. It was horrible.
Just that one time.
Oh. No, but that one was the worst time. That one was the worst. No, actually. Actually, no. No, no, no. The worst time.
Oh, God.
Where were we? We didn't get home till like fucking crack of dawn. I got like an hour of sleep. It wasn't the fun night when we fucked the girl. It was a different night. Got home at the crack of dawn because I was still drunk when I got home. and I had to go to work the next day. And I got to sleep for like an hour and a half because I was in the shower with the water hot and I was just sweating rum. Even after taking my shower, I was still sweating rum. And I put my suit on to go to work because I commuted and had to drive back to Omaha. That was before that we were going to go to Dive Bar Bingo that night, the next night, because I stopped. I passed the state patrol and had to stop and throw up on my way to work because I was still like, and puking my guts out. And then, don't you remember? Because then when we went to go on Dive Bar Bingo, the first beer, I literally had to chew that motherfucker. It was just like, oh boy. That was bad. Oh my God. That was train wreck bad. Whoa. Yeah.
It was a Friday night, apparently.
Yes, it was a Friday night. Yep. And
we
the
were in
was
Omaha.
Playing.
What
yes,
we were doing, I don't know.
I know exactly where we were doing.
You remember now all of a sudden?
I remember because it's where we went every night. What do we do this Friday night, Pinky? I'm going to take over the world.
Same thing.
Snarf.
We always do.
Yeah. It was at 21st Saloon. And
a lot of our nights were there.
Friday night was. And I hit it like a fucking... like a rock star and a half.
Then why did we get home at the crack of dawn?
It seemed like it. Because we went somewhere afterwards. We went out to dinner or lunch or fucking around with somebody.
Oh, maybe that was... Well, no, because by the time I'm like going, gosh, we've only gone to breakfast once. That's with Angela.
No, I would have been fucking...
And you would have been sober by the time we left.
Yeah, no, we went somewhere and because we fucked around with somebody or something. I think we had sex with somebody, but or not totally, because I was really probably too drunk to function. Well, we probably did, and I continued to fuck, probably, and drink, knowing me. I was probably drinking while I was fucking. And I just remember, I didn't have much time, and I just remember getting home and shaking in the shower, just literally that next morning, which is like an hour and a half of sleep, just sitting there shaking. Did you get removed from Chrome? Yeah, I've gotten removed. Yeah, I got kicked out of Chrome. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't go there very often.
No, but I got kicked out of there. Yeah.
By who?
The dude that made the really good drinks for me. He was nice about it, but he said, "Man, I decided to leave." Because we were sitting there drinking after hours. And then, of course, Sneaky Pete's, we would sit there till God knows what time.
4 or 5 o'clock.
Jeez,
oh, you sure
Lord.
It wasn't Sneaky Pete's?
I was drunk.
No, I don't remember.
I was fucking train wrecked, hammered.
I
think I slept.
Better drunking.
Why?
Could that have been the one where we were both kind of train wrecked and I was driving down L Street? No.
Nope, because we fucked all night and the next morning got fucked because that girl licked my butthole in the morning.
Oh, that's right. That's so funny.
I still remember that. I was sober for that part. Yeah, just saying.
I'm not going to forget that one.
Because it caught me off guard. So I was just like, because you're both kind of involved. And all of a sudden she was like, I was like, oh, I'm like, that's a tongue on my butthole. Oh,
my God.
That wouldn't have been the first place I would have hit first thing in the morning, but just
no.
Whatever. You know.
No, I'm good.
I just sat back and enjoyed it. Actually, I didn't really know what to do. It caught me so off guard. But it was kind of cool and refreshing. Just saying.
Where was I?
Sucking my dick.
Oh.
Yeah, you were gobbing the knob, and she was like, she'd start off licking my, at that time I had two balls, so she'd start off licking my balls, and it's like, she goes, oh, you'll like this better. And I was like, and that's just, yeah. What a great place to end the show.
Right.
how far do we have left to show?
You're at 53.
Perfect. What a great place to end the show. On that refreshing up note. All right. So what do I usually, where's this thing? What? What do I usually do? What do I do? Oh, yeah. Hey, so again, shout out to our paid sponsor. Fuck, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. Now I'm still thinking about refreshing buttholes. Okay. Again, our paid sponsors, altplayground.net. Check them out. Look for meet and greets in your area soon. You can host them. Got to be a member. Sign up altplayground.net today. Get signed up. They've got all kinds of cool stuff on there. The big wall, podcast corner, all kinds of stuff, and also meet and greets, which will follow all local and national COVID guidelines, rules, and restrictions. And don't let your tits sag or your balls drop before you start to keep your brains going. Read, motherfucker. 3 million swingers can't be wrong. Read ASNLifestyleMagazine.com today.
Let's say I already sag.
Well, read more, though. Your brain will suck them back up. there's probably an article about how to lift your titties in there. Anyways, ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. Check them out today. You can read. And finally, you just listened to another one of the shows. You're going to go read the mag. Come on, fuckers. Let's get some swag. FullSwapShop.com. Check it out today. Again, for the kids in back, we're going to do it loudly. FullSwapShop.com. Today, give them a listen. And don't forget to check out Full Swap Radio for all your listening needs and pleasures. Finally, you can find us on www.crazycasba.com. You can find...
You know you don't have to put the www in front of it anymore.
Follow us on Twitter, Truth Crazy. Fuck off. Find her on Pornhub. We're on Instagram.
I haven't put anything on there for a
while. I know. We're on Instagram.
I don't remember my login.
Still, we're on Instagram. I just really want Instagram. That's what I really want everybody to know. No, Twitter, Instagram. Send us shut up. Send us a fucking email at crazy, K-R-A-Z-Y, dot Kasba, K-S-B-H, at gmail.com today. Whatever. Wherever you find us, just click and like it. That's really what we want. Click and like it. Click and like it. Anyways, doing it the only way I know how, the only way I want to, the only way I ever fucking will, till next week when we record at the normal time. Because she hates that. Kasba style, out.